Marijuana Smoke Podcast. Welcome back. Ninth place. So now, you know, salute to all of the beautiful ladies of the Olympic. I enjoyed the shit out watching y'all. I wish I had that shit on record so I could, like, rewatch that shit. But shit, we go on YouTube. Damn, man. Salute to y'all. Elaine, say her name, man. She just did that motherfucker when I, you know, they said Shelly was the GOAT. You know, and she beat Shelly in every race, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Miss Elaine Thompson, she the shit. Salute to her. She whooped ass, and I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I kind of knew she was. Like, you know, she, like, her legs are a lot long. Like with her and Shelly Shell, Shelly, the Jamaican track star. You know, when she would run, when they would run against each other, I would always look at at Elaine's legs. Like, dude, like, her legs are fucking long as shit. Like, dude, her legs are long as shit. Like, it's gonna be hard for anybody to beat her. You know, in this swag, like, she gonna, and she older, and she looks older in the face. I think she like 30 something, you know what I mean? So, you know, preparation, you seen people get better, and a lot of track stars, like, almost everybody that ran got like a little bit faster, you know what I'm saying? You know, Shawty, for her to come back, you know, Shakari, like I said, I think she had, she needed to be humble. But the thing is, it's really no humbling ratchet motherfuckers. Like I was trying to tell y'all she was, you know, like her true colors of a black, like of a, you know, like her true, like, situation, like, of a black young lady, like, was coming out. It was on display, like today with the what she say, cussing and shit like that. That's what I was saying. Like people not even used to seeing this type of activity in this sport. Like, you changing the game for, like, the wrong shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, like, you know, getting up on this thing, yelling and screaming, and you know what the saddest part is when you see the Jamaican ladies walking out of the jump together. I think it's like two. It's like, I think it was Elaine, because her hair was black this time. I think it was Elaine and, Elaine and Shelly, and they walk past, and you could just tell in their mind, like, you could look, if you pause it, you could look and see that the girl Shell, she was looking like, why the fuck are the cameras on you? You finished last. Like, how are you on the camera before Elaine and Shawty, and you finished last? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what motherfucker would that finish last in any of those races did you see run straight to a camera, or a camera went straight? It's like the media just love, like whatever, like it's like a clickbait. Like, they don't even like the motherfucking heavyweight champion of the shit don't even matter. They running over that joint to see a broad that just got her motherfucking boot smoked off her ass. Like real live. Like, she just got her ass smoked, like, knife. I mean, like I said, that's a hard ass fucking, you know, fucking job. You know, salute to her. I damn sure couldn't do it. You know, she's like, she said she's the sixth fastest, you know, in this race ever, and, you know, and all that kind of bullshit. But it's like, for you to do that video that you did like 2 days ago, where you long time awaited. It's on now, bitches. And, you know, and use Nicki Minaj shit and all that. For you to do all that and then come in dead last, like, come on, Mo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't know which podcast I did it on, but I talked about it. And I said, man, win, lose, or draw, you know, we still want to support you. Don't do shit like that and make people go against you. Like, and that's what you kind of did. You, like, for you to, like, nobody in the history of Olympic running has ever, probably ever, said a cuss word in that manner ever. I guarantee you. Like, if they said a cuss word, it's probably like, oh, thank you fucking Jesus. Like, something good. Like, not like in vain like that. Like, talk all the shit y'all want. Talk like boo. You talk, you keep it 100. You talking to social media. Cause you know what's up, because you know you about to get your ass fried for doing that bullshit, and then you ain't even make it. You know what I'm saying? So like, you didn't even fucking, if this was a fight, you didn't even pinch the bitch. You know what I'm saying? God damn knife. Like, when the race started, I was like I didn't even, like, I missed it. I'm mad as fuck that I missed it, because I had that shit circled in my head. I had an early day shift today. I was home. I'm sitting right here. Just didn't, you know, Madden came out. I'm sorry. So I was, you know, playing Madden. So I just opened my phone and Say Cheese pops up. Boom. And the first thing I see is a picture of her, and the Jones says, Shawty finished last. You see what I'm saying? So you putting extra shit on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like you putting extra weight. I'm gonna pull it up. You putting extra weight on. You putting extra weight on yourself. You know, and then fuck around and lose, then people gonna point to the loss. Like, you you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about, they have no reason, you just, like, we go, hold on. When you watch the race, it's like everybody was in line, and then you got left by everybody. Like, you ain't just like that, and you know, I'm not a racing person, but like in a sport like that, look at the Jamaicans. They ain't even say shit. Like last time they was screaming and yelling and jumping. Look all of them. Look at all of them. If you go watch the video, they all hugging each other. Everybody come in to congratulate everybody. Hold on. Where's Sha'Carri? She goes straight to the sidelines to some blonde-haired nigga, probably the nigga who handed her the fucking weed. She goes straight. She don't even come over there and talk to the Jamaicans. The other two, three girls, Daniels, Tyloo, Oliver, the other three girls that lost, they still right there. They came over to touch her and like, hey, good shit. She got her ass smoked, Slim. It looked like Elaine and Shelly, the same thing. And look, the last little bit of the race, you could see it in her face, like, God damn, I done got my ass whooped. Look at this shit, Mo. Knife. This only the 100. This ain't even a 200. I think she won the 200 in the jump too. So just imagine a 200. Oh my gosh, she would have smoked. Oh my god, son. If that would have been a 200 meter jump, bruh, she would have got crushed. Like, that shit would have been laughable. Like, And for real, it is laughable. When I, if I make a grand announcement like that, I thought you took some time off. When you say shit like, I took some time off and now I'm back, that's like, that's saying like you better than ever. So you took some time off to come back and do this? Wow, man. And like I said, salute to her. You know, it's not funny. It's like, I'm just upset at her actions. Like, this is what I was saying. This is why this young girl will never, she would never be able, she would never be able to be held accountable. She would never, I'm going to do it with Sam. Let you hear the dude.
Well, the Olympic trials here in June, but the evening after that race, she tested positive for marijuana, which she says she used enough coke for the death of her biological mother. That positive test had validated the result from the trial, so she could not compete in the Olympics.
Why did they even have to say that bullshit?
She has been a lot of sympathy, and the track crew has been eagerly awaiting her return to the track today, exactly 9 weeks after that snowing victory on this track in June.
9 weeks. Bitch, that's almost 2 months. So I took a month off. You can't even count.
And let's look at the field going up against her. The world champion, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, part of that Jamaican podium in Tokyo.
Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, okay. They said that was the GOAT.
Each of the last four of the 15 finals. Here is Sha'Carri Richardson, number six all time. She has one loss this year and 100 meters. That was in Gateshead back in May.
Cause you already got shit. You ain't even undefeated at all. Oh, you lost this year. You know what I'm saying?
Fastest woman alive, Elaine Thompson-Herat, 10.61, pointing at the clock.
Elaine Thompson, she that motherfucking nigga. And they got her right in the middle. They got her right in between Shelly Ann and Shelly Elaine.
Here is a frustrated young lady, Marie Jose Talou of the Ivory Coast.
Okay, Ivory Coast, the Ivory Coast lady. She, every other person, like, this is just poor sportsmanship, bruh. Every other person came over there and talked to Elaine. Gave her a hug, tapped her, good job. Shawty, when they put the camera on her, she was walking off with some nigga. What the fuck? Who you think you is? And you ninth, you finished ninth. You got your face in the camera more than motherfuckers that won the race and shit.
Second, and on the left there, Elaine Thompson-Herat, the gold medalist in both the 100 and 200.
Kanye West commercials and shit. Like, what the fuck? For what? For what? I ain't hating. We gonna watch it. We watching it live. Motherfuckers had a false start and all that shit.
Tiana Daniels out in lane one, trying to cut through
Oliver, she looked good too. God, damn.
There's Jake and Oliver, who was second at the U.S. finals on this track, but didn't make the final in Tokyo. This crowd is completely hushed. Richardson said she didn't think that she would be nervous coming into this race, but wants to perform well, and she is sandwiched between the two greatest Jamaican sprinters ever.
And arguably two of the best ever. So before this race even starts, two 10.6s versus all these 10.7s never happened before in history.
Women's 100.
Slim arms. She got smoked, Slim! She got smoked. She got smoked by Shelly. She got smoked by Shelly. And Shelly y'all like got smoked by Elaine. Like it was a nice distance. It was a nice distance between Elaine and Shelly. And she got smoked.
No contest.
What happened to Sha'Carri Richardson? So the Olympic podium comes to three, and duplicates their finish there. Thompson and Ron first, Brazen Price.
So look.
Jackson third, and it's.
So look. You hear what he saying? He says, so what happened with Sha'Carri Richards? Look, so now she off doing, while they still on the mat, she off doing the interview. So now that look that I was telling you about, that look that I was telling you about from Shelly Ann is exactly what it was. They probably was looking like, what the fuck are you getting interviewed for? The fuck? You finished last in the race. Like, bitch, let the seventh person, not even the eighth, let the seventh person talk. She ain't fucking with them girls. If that girl, Elaine, or that Shelly Shell girl is anywhere near that race, her ass is finishing last. Point blank fucking period. I'm telling you right now, it ain't gonna happen. I don't even know why I thought anything different. She is not fucking with them girls, man. Them girls is on a whole nother level. Like Elaine didn't even look like you didn't even see, like Elaine beat her on just pure speed. Like she didn't even like technique it for her. Like I can kind of see her technique in the other races that she won. I was kind of, you know, you watching there, you know, when they come from like low to high and, you know, their push off and all that kind of shit. You can kind of like see, like even Sha'Carri, she has like a style and then she runs with the, she has like a style when she just, her arms kind of stay. Then you got some that arms go all the way up when they run for, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you like Elaine didn't even break out her style. She just kind of real live just went into straight running mode and just ran right past Shawty. Like, damn. Okay, Jordan. She said Sha'Carri doesn't need you. Sha'Carri doesn't need you to let her do anything. Yeah. Yes, the fuck she does, nigga. Believe that.